Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 3 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 0 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly cloudy. 0 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 1 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 3 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 10 degrees.
N1KRD.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 19 degrees.
N8K.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.
And 8 KPP in Richmond. What's shaking? Beautiful Richmond. Took Mama to George's.
Oh, is that restaurant we go to?
Yeah. I was told I was to call her the little woman, not Mama. So I have been corrected.
You have to make them happy, whatever title they like. The boss. Anyhow, yeah, I like that place. So have fun just watching the Lions game, which just got underway here.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we go to Huron and grab a picture from the wedding from the photographer that finally came in, and I'll probably go back watch the second half of the Lions game. That was kind of my goal. So did a lot of the Christmas experience shopping yesterday. That was we made the mistake of going to Costco on Hall Road. That was quite the experience. Then we went to BJ's, and it was like it was Monday morning. So it was like weird and weird. So I had a good time. But other than that, not much. Maybe sometime next week and I can get together and go to one of the sites and see if we can't figure out the digital issue. That's okay, depending on your schedule, if you have time.
Well, your day sounds good. I'm just waiting to hear my person that wraps my stuff is, first down and more. Anyhow, I'm expecting to hear from them. I don't know. I thought maybe I'd hear from them yesterday, so I'm kind of wondering today if maybe I'll hear from them. Because really, if I don't get my stuff between today or tomorrow, then we're talking Christmas Eve, and that's when I need them. So she's pretty good, though. I just don't know when she's going to get them done, and I don't want to bother her.
Well, if you're in the neck of the woods on Monday, and if you have chance, we can, if you want, of course, you know, if you want to go see what we've got programmed run for the T25 part of the repeater, that's fine. If you want to wait till next year, that's fine, too. I got a pretty light day tomorrow. I dig this. I got a dentist appointment at 4:30. That's my entire schedule for tomorrow. Everything else is dynamic.
Yeah, that may be the way it goes. I'll wait until I hear from her. She's at like 23, you know, there, Collins and Saul, right in that area there. So that'll have me not terribly far from you at all. But that is unless you go into work. You'll be up the road a little piece, but still. I will definitely let you know. I think if she gets a hold of me sometime today, I'll see if I can't do it tomorrow anyhow. So that could work out. What's a good time? You're more thinking breakfast or lunch or what? Or don't care.
Whatever works out with your contact, breakfast or lunch. I guess that's the only thing I have to be to. Tomorrow, everything else, you know, I got stuff to do, but it's all just stuff to do, you know, for work. It's nothing that's got a timeline. So whatever works out, that's fine, you know, we can go from there. And let's see. Oh, also find out if that owner or that customer or that person of yours is taking on any more clients, because I suck at that skill set, and I would really like to have somebody do that for me.
Give me a one-word reminder. I'm drawing a blank right now.
You're a wrapping person.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah, and they're right there by you, too. So, yeah, I can do that. They normally advertise on Facebook, although I didn't see them. So I texted her, and I said, you know, still doing? She goes, yep, and she had her appointment booked. She says, yeah, I'm meeting people just one-on-one now. And so, anywho, I will get to that.
Appreciate it. Well, we're going to transport you and support you, Ron, taking grass up here. is actually kind of a pretty drive.
Roger, well, enjoy. And hello, Marion, good morning. Good afternoon. Have fun. And let me go dig up this information and get it over here now so I don't forget again. And then get back to the game here. Got to go get myself a refill on my coffee.
She says hello back, and Merry Christmas, and enjoy your coffee, enjoy the game. If it gets to be too much of a blowout either way, let me know. I'll be mobile, and I know this thing covers all the way up there. Talk on you later. WAFU and AKBB.
Okay, you kids have fun. We'll catch you later. WAFU.
She snickers every time you say your call.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Node 53696 disconnected. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
At ADVM. Good evening. So how'd the holidays go?
They went good. We just left my parents, which was the last one of this weekend. And then it's looking like Christmas Day. It's just going to be us at home. So couldn't really ask for a better holiday.
Yep, I know you were knocking out the family obligations Saturday and Sunday. So that's always great. We did the same thing, not that far. We do Christmas Eve was our big day, and usually Christmas was really, really low key. And we had kids years age, you know, that was enough. All the kids getting up and watching them pitter patter around all their gifts and everything. It's kind of nice not to have to go anywhere on Christmas Day. Just let them open up their stuff from Santa, and mom and dad can just sit back with a hot cup of coffee or whatever. Enjoy.
That's usually how we do it when Christmas doesn't fall on a Wednesday, but this year it's kind of screwy because everyone's got, like, I got to work Christmas Eve, and then my wife's got to work Christmas Eve, so we're kind of just knocking it out so we don't have to rush, even though on a Sunday I still feel like we're kind of rushing. But, no, it's nice. We're looking forward to it. We'll just, you know, these spoiled little punks get three Christmases. They had one with the in-laws, one with mine tonight, and then they have one with Mom and Dad on Wednesday, so... yeah, couple new toys in the house.
Oh yeah, in no time you'll be making them figure out, okay, what goes in order to bring anything else in here. You got to pick something that goes. You're gonna have to do that.
I think with the new wave of gifts, that's gonna come this year. They're gonna learn what it means to get new things and getting rid of old things because they've got too much as it is.
Well, if you really do want to thin out, there's places where you can take them and go. I know yours are really young, but you know they're starting to get to the age where they can appreciate dropping them off to some sort of good cause or something like that. Kids that don't have necessarily as bountiful Christmas. It's a good learning experience. So, well, good. I'm glad to hear you're finally in autopilot mode. Sorry, you got to. Going to work tomorrow morning. I'm off tomorrow. I'm off all the way till Thursday. I go back to work on Thursday, but I'm going to meet Wally tomorrow morning. We're going to go meet somewhere in the New Baltimore area, Chesterfield area. I got to pick up my gifts that were wrapped, and then we're going to do breakfast or brunch or something like that.
Yeah, I know. I got to hook up with you guys soon. I don't think I've met Wally, but it's been a while since I sat down and had a beer with you or Dave or really anyone for that matter. So I think this week, well, you're out. Well, no, Thursday, Friday. This week's supposed to be pretty damn dead for us, so I can probably sneak out for lunch if you guys, if you're around or if you're up for it, we can go grab some Jimmy D's again.
Well, I work the Thursday and Friday between Christmas and New Year's. Those are the only days I work for the rest of the year. And so, you know, if that works, and if you're working on those days and that, you know, that works your schedule, you can get away, maybe we do it. So, all right, I just pulled up with some Tubbies. I heard somebody on the radio say Tubbies, so I says, that sounds good. I think I'll do that. Drive safe, and we'll catch you in a little bit. W8. F you.
Tubbies is always a solid choice, but I'm sure we'll talk this week and we'll figure out a day we can grab some lunch. F-A-D-D-F. Enjoy your dinner.
Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.